sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, sitting here with Becky Ivins.
Well, good morning, everybody. Mark, how did you do on your bike ride? We missed you last week.
Well, I missed being here last week. I did the Redbud Classic. My wife and I did the ride, and we survived. I survived. She thrived. That's the way I would put it, because there is hills, and if you've only heard me on the radio, have not seen me, I'm about 6'3", 200 and something change, and so my body is not built to ride uphill.
Oh. Well, I'm kind of the opposite of you, but my body's not meant to ride uphill either.
I love the downhill part, but the uphill... That takes a little bit.
There you go. Well, we're excited for the show today because we've got Tim Fain from Exceptional Carpet Cleaning, and I want everyone to call in to ask your question. How do you clean up whatever? And I've got the question.
Where our flooring takes a beating.
Well, and he cleans much more than flooring. But what do you clean, Tim?
Oh, I clean rugs, I clean furniture, I clean showers, I clean tile, stone, wood, carpet.
There you go.
Everything but drapes. I pull the stops at drapes.
Because you pull them off the wall?
Yeah.
If you want to join in the conversation today, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. Tim Fain with Exceptional Carpet Cleaning. He is our go-to guy when it comes to
I recently had an incident to where we had a tremendous amount of blood on a carpet. So I'm going to ask you, how did you clean that? Because you did get it out.
I did get it out. We're fairly experienced in doing that type thing. But the biggest thing on it, we use an enzyme and saturate it with an enzyme that's meant specifically to remove the vast majority of blood. And then we use a strong, strong oxidizer until we don't see any evidence of the blood left again. Then we rinse it. And repeat, and repeat, and repeat until...
And this time you repeated 8 times.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
So how do you know it's enough times? When do you stop repeating?
Because the strong oxidizer that we use on it, even in a minuscule amount, will foam up. And we know that there's still some blood present in that situation. And a lot of times it's an elderly person that has fallen... and has had to lay there for a little while, could not get back up. Could be something as, you know, simple as a dog has, you know, had an open wound or a, you know, surgery or something. So we come across it quite often. So just part of our job.
Yeah. Wow. Do you know what I was so interested in is I called the health department. The state health department's where I started because I thought there's got to be some protocol here, some regulations or rules about biologic cleanup, right? And they said, no, we don't have any. You might check with the city, county that you're in. Okay, well, I did. No, they had no regulations, so I called the police department for the municipality this was in. And they didn't have any regulations. So I'm going, we're on our own. So what did I do? I called Tim. And he got it up. And so this is not just an infomercial today for Exceptional Carpet, even though I would be quite the testimonial for your...
And have been for many years.
Yeah. But it is to, if you have questions as to how to keep things clean, how to do this, call and ask us, because Tim will tell you how to do it too.
Absolutely. Everything has maintenance that we can do to make things last longer or not get to a point where it needs extensive cleaning. And it's just like anything else, your flooring and your surfaces in your home are the same way. Things that you can do to make things last longer and look better.
I've got a question about tile.
Okay.
And it's really not about tile, it's about grout.
Okay.
Many years ago, actually decades ago, we went through such maneuvers to figure out a water source in a house. We thought, oh, it's the supply line in the shower. It was a shower tub combo. And we had to cut into the sheetrock knowing that this was causing water. No, it was not a supply. So we thought, okay, it has to be a drain line then. No. Well, is it a leak from the roof that's coming in? No. And do you know what we finally figured out? The thing is we ran water from the shower into the tub thinking this was going to cause water to run out. It did not. So what happened was we turned the shower over to the side wall of the bathroom to go onto the tile, and there's the water. That grout becomes porous over the years. Mm-hmm. It's probably because of certain chemicals you clean it with, but the water, it just went right through that grout.
Right. Yeah, in those situations, what happens, we get settling in Oklahoma. There's a lot of settling. And when you have sanded grout, which is probably what happened, you had a tile shower with sanded grout. And if they don't put a concrete board or something that is waterproof behind that, you get fine cracks or porosity in that. And those grout lines, and so as water hits that, it goes through those microfine cracks and the porosity of that sanded grout soaks into the sheetrock and the porous substance that's behind there, and it'll mold and rot out and all of those things.
This was really just pouring and flowing right down to the ground.
Yeah.
And it came out into the room on the other side. You know, it didn't come into the bathroom. It was the bedroom that was on the other side of that wall. So.
I once had a shower in my home that we were in, and my daughter was sitting down to shave her legs and actually just fell through the back of the wall. They didn't put concrete board back behind that, and we had an issue. That was way back in the day, so I'm an old man, but back in the day, that's so I know firsthand what you're talking about and how that can happen.
It is amazing how fast wood will rot.
Oh, yeah.
When exposed to a consistent water source.
Absolutely.
Inside a wall, it just rots and it'll fall out.
Right.
So, okay. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is a true confession. It's something that we did in our house. You're probably going to advise me not to do. Well, we haven't done it in the house now, but our house was, as it started getting older and we cleaned the grout, is a shower that didn't get much light or ventilation. So it's real hard to keep those showers clean. And the little 4x4 tiles, you know, so you have a lot of grout. Well, as soon as I would get it clean, about twice a year, I would have my husband wax the walls like you would wax the car. Now, not the floor, because then we would have slipped all over, right? But it sealed in the grout.
Yeah.
Now, is that – I guess they make a special thing other than car wax for this, right?
Yeah, well, they do. Sealer. It's an actual sealer. You're just – the wax is a different, you know, form of a sealer. It's creating a barrier for you so moisture isn't getting in. But they have specific sealers that you can use where you don't get a buildup on something. You really want something that is an impregnating sealer and not a topical sealer like a wax would be.
Oh, okay. So You're doing it wrong, Becky. You're right.
Well, it worked, so I can't really say that. But what goes on must eventually come off if it sits on the top.
Right.
We will be back with more with Tim Fain from Exceptional Carpet Cleaning right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with Tim Fain from Exceptional Carpet Cleaner. But first, it's time for our Money Man.
Money, money, money. NMLS number 196895.
Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Mark. Mark, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. How are you, Dean?
It's good. You got Mr. Tim Fain, the best carpet cleaner in the state of Oklahoma. With you. That, you can't beat that.
The best anything cleaner. So if you
he is.
So what's our mortgage market doing? You know, we heard some disturbing news this week.
That's real, Becky.
We were gonna. I mean, it's always been that the better credit you have, and the more you put down. And the less debt-to-income ratio you have, you're going to get better interest rates. Not by a whole lot, right. But by a little bit.
Right.
And this week, they're trying to, put a 1% penalty on people with good credit and down payment so that the other folks can get a credit of 1.75% that didn't take care of their business so well.
Yep. That's a piece to the puzzle, and the incentive behind it is to generate, to focus on what I'm going to call low to moderate borderline credit consumers so that they can purchase a home. And in a nutshell, the people who have worked their lives to build credit, pay their debt on time, pay their bills on time, or there's going to be a cost, slight cost associated with it. It's more the principle that you and I are going to struggle with. But
well, and the thing is we did this before. We, in the late mid 2000s, everyone was getting all kinds of loans, whether you had good credit or not. Remember the DINK? Is that what it was called? No, wait a minute. It was
that's dual income, no kids.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm talking about, though.
Ninja. No income.
The stated income.
Stated income. You didn't even have to prove you had a job.
Right.
Well, that led to kind of like the bust of 2008, too.
Well, and back then, you know, I hope and pray we don't go back that direction, but, you know, credit score back then, Becky, we were doing 100% financing. If someone had a 550 credit score and could spell mortgage, you know, they could own a home, you know, and that, you know, there's some people who don't need to own a home there, and there are a lot that can, that need guidance and direction, and that's what we do for a living. But to really, you know, I guess dumb down the system a little bit, and for the people who have worked their lives to do right, and then they're going to have a cost associated, maybe based on the type of financing they're doing to promote that home ownership within the low to moderate, you know, borderline credit clientele doesn't seem right. But that's the environment we're in. We will manage to it. We'll deal with it. We'll educate clients as they come through the door, because it may not be put 20% down. It may be put 5%, 10% down. Why would we do that? You may be avoiding a cost associated with your credit score and putting 20% down. You may get better pricing putting less money down.
Dean, I got a question for you on this that's being proposed. Does this only apply to government-backed loans and not conventional loans, or is it
across the
board?
It's going to be conventional financing, Mark. Great question.
Yeah, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Because when I read it, I thought this only applied if you're going to a government loan, which I went, okay, I can kind of understand the principle with it, sort of Yes. Kind of trying.
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac are quasi-governmental anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Dean, thank you so much. If you guys want to call Dean Riddell, he can help you. We are all for homeownership, by the way.
Absolutely.
But we think that you kind of need to work for it and save up your money and have good credit to get to it.
You can give Dean a call at 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Or go to BeckyIvins.com. Click on Becky's Favorites. You'll see SWBC right there at the top. As always, thank you, Dean Riddell.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well, we've got a question for you. Are you ready?
Always ready.
Okay. Is it okay to put, like, mop and glow, orange glow on wood floors?
The short answer is no, but you can get away with it for a little while. Some people will swear by it, but what you find is that over time, and quick shine, rejuvenate, even Bona polish, not Bona cleaner, but Bona polish, and they're all acrylic waxes, and when you put them on a laminate floor or tile or wood, engineered or otherwise, it builds up in layers. And what I tell my clients is the higher the shine, the softer the finish. So that means that it scratches up easy. If you look on our website or our Facebook page, you'll see some examples of some dog nail scratches all over the floor, and it looks like the wood floor is ruined underneath. It's not. It's because that soft finish is in there and it's damaging it. So, or it becomes hazy, especially in the wear areas.
Kind of milky.
Milky, yeah. A milky or a hazy or a dull finish in areas that will not go away until you remove all of that finish, and it can be a job.
How do you remove that?
There are, you can use ammonia, to do it. If you don't have very much of it, you could do something with ammonia. But the problem with it is introducing to, if it's wood underneath, you're introducing a lot of moisture to it. So it's not really something you want to be careful with as an amateur, that you're doing small areas, using light moisture and doing it layer after layer instead of trying to use an elephant gun. The more delicate the surface that you're cleaning, the more careful, the more gentle you use, and you go slowly layer by layer, and it has to be removed. So you can use a ammonia mixture and light put it in a small area. Use a gentle plastic scraper and tend to scrape some of it off and then move on. Most people, when they've done this for a year or 10, and they need professionals to come in, something that we provide, but that's basically what the concept is putting a remover on that, break it down, soften that wax, scrape it or get it off, and then when we finish, we do a complete clean and buff the wood floors, and it looks like the factory when it came from the factory when it's put down. But it can be a real, real mess. So I always advocate, don't resist the urge to have a real shiny finish on your wood floor. It wasn't really meant to have that type finish. And the higher the shine you put on it, the softer that finish is going to be. And it's going to start getting scratched up, and you're going to have to remove it.
What about scratches in wood floor? Like, just regular scratches?
When someone scoots a refrigerator across the wood floor and...
Yeah. You have virtually two choices. You use a wood filler like you did in wood shop, and you fill that in with that wood filler, or you have somebody come in and completely sand the floor down. When you damage the wood itself, You're into woodworking now. You're either going to have to use a putty, a filler, pen, something like that to fill that area in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully in the same color that your wood was finished in. And then once that's been done, you know, try to hope that you don't remove that, or you have somebody come in and sand it down past that point. But you have to do that whole floor or replace a plank. So,
if you want to call in and join the conversation, the number is 405-840-1000, 405-840-1000. We had a caller that called in and left a message that asked about what if you don't know the origin of the stain?
Well, we're going to have to take that after the break, and we're going to go into the origin of the stain and what it is. What are we doing after the show today, Mark?
Right after the show, we have our Shred event at the Healthy Living Center on Rockwell in between Hefner and Northwest 122nd.
11501, I think, North Rockwell, kind of across from Putnam North High School. But we're going to have the shred truck there. Mm-hmm. You can bring free. Just bring anything you want shredded, and we're going to fill the truck up. Last year, we literally filled the truck up. And we're going to give you a paper that tells you the number to call if you want someone to come pick up donations of furniture or household goods to benefit the Oklahoma Foundation for the Disabled.
We hope you will be able to come out and bring Shred Event. We'll be there. Becky and I will be there. The whole team will be there. And we'll be putting it in. We'll be back with more right after this news break on Oklahoma News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins and our special guest, Tim Fame from Exceptional Carpet Cleaning. And it's time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. And after this week, we have lots of people who need to call Robbins Roofing.
I want to tell you, I manage a rental property that was in Yukon. It was unbelievable. I asked, I said, could you guys tell me if there was any damage to that property, because I knew it kind of went on the west side and the mm-hmm. south side of town. And they said, oh, we'll send you a roofing report, a hail report. And I was going, okay. I mean, it went back to 15 years before this house was ever built and gave every hail incident that this address had. And it did have 1.75 inch hail this week. So we called Robbins Roofing. So if I will tell you, all you've got to do is call them and they will help you. And they'll come look at it, but they'll also tell you, you know, there wasn't really hail in your area, or there was hail in your area and we need to come look at it and tell you how bad it is. Do you have an insurance claim? That kind of thing. They are very, very good to work with. So I highly recommend Robbins Roofing.
I just had them out of my house just last week. They finished a repair job from the high winds. I lost a few shingles from the high winds previously. And then we just had the hail that moved through.
Well, and this was also the high winds took $1,000 worth of shingles off this house. And I thought, well, okay, the roofer, we haven't had that fixed quite yet. So let's see if we need to replace the whole roof. I'm sure we will, because it's a three-tab shingle, and those are pretty soft shingles. Yeah. So we'll go back with architectural shingles. So, okay, Tim Fain, what's our word of the day?
How about surfactant?
Surfactant.
Surfactant.
Do you want me to read a definition, or do you want to just tell us what it is?
You can read the definition, and then I can tell you in layman's terms if you'd like to do that.
Well, what? Okay. It is a substance which tends to reduce the surface tension of a liquid in which it is dissolved.
So, yeah, so a surfactant, a lot of cleaners have surfactants in them, various degrees of surfactants, and it breaks the surface tension of the product that you're applying it to so that the cleaner can penetrate deeper. So a good cleaner has a surfactant in it to allow the cleaner to get down to where the soil is, but it has to break that surface tension in order to get in there. If you ever spill some water or something on carpet or whatever, and it kind of sits up at the top and doesn't go all the way in, it's because there's a surface tension that's holding that up at the top instead of allowing it to go in. So like in carpet cleaning or shampoo or anything else, they'll put surfactants in there so to allow that to penetrate and get down to where that soil is. But for example, for us, we have specific upholstery cleaners and specific carpet cleaners. And an upholstery cleaner, one of the main differences, although even though the pH is more gentle, it's a more neutral pH for upholstery than it is for carpet. But the main difference is there's far less surfactants in upholstery cleaners than there are on specific carpet cleaners, because you don't want to over wet a fabric or you wind up with problems like browning and the circular rings that you get when people say, well, I'll spot clean it. Like, please don't spot clean upholstery. You're going to leave a brown ring or over wet it and change that, the texture of that upholstery. So they alter the amount of surfactants in various cleaners for specific purposes, because you don't want to over wet something by having too many surfactants in an upholstery cleaner versus a carpet cleaner.
You know, you kind of amaze me about knowing about all types of fabric and all types of carpet, because carpet's made out of a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
What the
rugs.
I've never seen an era in, I mean, I've been selling real estate now for like 45 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there tend to be shag carpet eras, plush carpet eras, the loop pile, the, what's that stuff that's kind of like indoor, outdoor? Anyway, the more flat surfaces.
But, commercial glue down.
But now there is everything. There's mm-hmm. not really a prevailing type of carpet, is there?
I would say that about 80% of what most carpet stores stock is polyester or a form of polyester that they give fancy names like Triexta and Smart Strand, and you know, they tweak it just a little bit here and there, but it's really a form of polyester. Not much nylon these days because it's more expensive, and now they're even throwing in some cellulosic fibers like viscose. Sometimes it's called like banana silk or art silk or that type of thing, particularly in rugs. It's to give it that shimmer, that sheen that you see, and a real soft feel, like silk. Don't let it fool you though. It's a way that they take, the stalks of banana plants or a cellulosic plant that they would normally have to burn or, you know, dispose of some other way. Well, they found a way to profit off of that, and that is to break it down into a pulp like paper, spin it into sheets like bamboo and that type of thing. And it all has good properties, you know, that has some good properties, soft hand and that type of thing, but it's not very durable. So I tell people, if you're going to get a rug or even carpet that's got viscose or any derivative that they're calling something else, resist the urge unless it's an area that you are not going to use very much, because the fibers are not durable at all. And so but you didn't see that. I cleaned a house in Gallardia just 2 or 3 days ago. It had a beautiful white carpet that happened to have viscose in it, and it was barely a year old, and it was showing wear. And this was an immaculate home. I told her, she said, I don't understand why it's showing wear. I said, because they've sold you something with viscose in it, and when you have heavy traffic, even with your shoes off, that's going to start showing wear far faster than nylon would have, or even a polyester, which is not as durable as nylon is. But I always tell my clients, solution dyed nylon if you can. You get the best of polyester and the durability of your nylon, but you'll also usually get a 20-25 year warranty on that, because they know it's going to last and going to have the stain resistancy of a polyester.
How about wool? Do you ever see wool anymore?
I do see wool in high-end homes. Wool will last forever, but if you have an incontinent animal in the home, or kids that are going to carry synthetic dye in a sports drink or Kool-Aid or that type of thing, I don't recommend it. It's very durable, but you have to clean it with a low pH, no oxidizers, have to be careful on reducing agents. All the little tricks that we use on synthetic carpet, you can't use to the degree on wool. But if you're going to have it, and when I find it in a home, when it's perfectly suited, it's a couple that there's no animals in the home, or it's a big dog that's not going to be incontinent, and it'll outlast them. It'll last 100 years. But when you get those stains, those PP stains and the red Kool-Aid stains, there are some tricks that can get them out occasionally, but it's not an elephant gun, something you have to do very slowly and carefully over time, because you can't use the strong chemicals and things on wool.
So it takes a long time to actually clean that. You can kind of clean out red dye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's tricks of the trade that you can use to be able to get them out, even out of wool. It's just I don't make promises on those, because you have to be so gentle with them and take it in such slow stages, where if it's a nylon carpet that has a synthetic red dye on, I put a reducing agent on it. I put a steam chamber over it, and in 30 to 45 seconds, most of the time, it's gone. And if you did that on a wool carpet, you'd take the color out.
Wow. There's a lot to that, isn't there?
Yeah. Are we taking a break, Mike? Time for a break? All right. Mike Gannon says it's time for a break, so we'll be back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our smoking hot deal.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn, and on 63rd, just west of Meridian, and in Yukon on Route 66.
We ate it. Route 66 last Saturday location. It was so fun. It's just a small, quaint place.
But they've built a patio on there that, since last time I was there, they have built. I've drove by it.
Yes, they have.
Just this week, and went, whoa, where'd that patio
it's
come
nice,
from?
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful.
And it had a little bit more wind protection than the one on 63rd.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still so windy that we ate inside. It was good enough weather to eat outside, but the wind was going to carry away my chips, and I wanted those chips.
So, Becky, we kind of have extremes in smoking hot deals today.
We do. Let's talk about under $100,000 and over $600,000.
We have two condos that are under, both listed at $97,500. There is finding something under 100,000 in the OK metro area is
just almost doesn't happen.
Right. So these are both. One is at 2628 North Ann Arbor. One is unit 202. The other is unit 248. Three bedroom, two bath, around 1,300 square feet for both. And just absolutely really nice. You can go take a look at BeckyIvins.com. You can take a virtual walkthrough.
Well, and then on the opposite end, a couple of homes that are over 600,000. One of them is on Cedarburg in the Stone Mill edition of Yukon. This sits on two lots. I told you about it last week, but it was not on the market yet. And now it is on the market, and you can go see it. And it has a great big bonus room upstairs that they have set up as a media room. And it's got a nice pool, huge yard. And it is, I think, 3,600 square feet in that range.
Yep, 3,562.
52, okay. Very nice and late model home.
Yep, four bedroom, three bath, built in 2006, listed at $625,000. You can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings, and you'll see it right there.
Now, do you want one that's not on the market yet that will be on May 1st? If you're looking for something in Still Meadows, now that is Still Meadows is on the east side of MacArthur, between about 150-something and 164th. Nice big homes. This one was built by Four Corners. It is well over 4,000 square feet. And has, anyway, it's going to be $619 is the price on that one. So I can't give you the address yet because it's not active on the market.
It's a great location.
Yes, it is. And that I think that one's Deer Creek Schools, and the other one is Putnam City Schools is what you've got on the condos?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So anyway, just go to BeckyIvins.com. Look at it's a live link into our MLS system. And tell me again where we're going to be today after the show.
Right after the show, we're starting at 10 a.m. We will be at the Healthy Living Center on Rockwell in between Hefner and Northwest 122nd at the Shred event. Come by, say hello, bring whatever you need to be shredded. We'll put it in the truck.
So funny. Last year, I mean, we do this once a year, but we had someone bring a trailer hitched to the pickup that was full. From Norman, of all these documents to be shredded. And then the next person in line had a little folder that had one envelope and like two sheets of paper. And they kept the folder and just put those other things in. Some people want to see it shredded. It is shredded right there on site. But some want to come up and watch, and you can see through the little screen, you can see it being shredded. Or we encourage you not to get out of your car. We're going to pick the stuff up and take it ourselves.
Yeah.
So that nobody gets run over or something.
That it gets really, really busy.
And that's scheduled today between 10 and 1, right?
Yes, right. 10 to 1 at Healthy Living Center on Rockwell.
There you go. And we're here with Tim Fain. Now, Tim, you always tell us the best stories during our break. So I'm just going to give you a little plug here. Okay, you went out and did this house in Gilardi, and they had wonderful wood floors that were all gummed up with stuff. And you told me that they had four other floor people out there to give them estimates or something. And what did they hear from the other folks?
They told them that they needed to replace the floors, that there was too much wax build up on their floors, and they were going to have to be torn out, that sanding them would just gum up all the sandpaper, and that they were going to have to replace the floor. Is going to be, you know, tens and tens of thousands of dollars to do it, and we were the only people that came in and said, we can do it. He had one other company that said, we can do it, and then they came out And once they actually tried to get started, they bailed on them. And so we were kind of the last hope. And so they had us come in and do the floor. So the previous homeowners had put all of this, rejuvenate is what they used, but put rejuvenate all over their wood floors. And they just, it was showing scratches as they started to drag their furniture or move it from one place to another. It'd leave these easy, soft scratch marks into the finish. And that's where they suspected there was something put on it. And lo and behold, they found it in the cabinet, bottles of Rejuvenate, and but no one could get it off or would get it off except for us.
Well, it took a long time to
did.
Do that.
It's the longest job I've ever had. Because it was underneath all of the furniture in a large home, we had to move all the furniture out, and then we came in and worked on it room by room. And
I just saw a picture of that, and it is a gorgeous wood floor now.
They're very pleased, and that's what we want, is happy customers.
Tell us what your Facebook page is, because I love your before and after videos.
Yeah, there's lots on there. We have a new website that's exceptional, dot cleaning or exceptionalfloorcleaning.com that we have. And then Facebook page is Exceptional Carpet Cleaning. And you can go there, and there's videos and before and after pictures and reviews and all kinds of things. But there's just, it tells you a lot about our company and some of the things that we do and have done over the last 19 years that we've been in business. And I'm proud of it. It's a company that I'm proud to own.
Yeah. Well, and tell us, how do we maintain clean floors? Let's just talk about floors.
Sure.
How do you maintain clean floors, tile, carpet, wood, laminate?
The best things that you can do for carpet is vacuum often. And we get people say, oh, I vacuum often once a month. You know, that's not often. We need to vacuum 2 to 3 times a week. Use an upright vacuum cleaner that has a beater bar on it, the little bar that spins around with brushes on it, where you have some weight and something to dig up the hair and the dirt. Frequent vacuuming will make a carpet go from lasting 5 years to 20 years. So best thing that you can do that, and protect where you put your feet, like in front of a recliner, where you sit on the sofa, a walk-off area to your kitchen or whatever, a small floor mat or a piece of carpet, best thing you can do. Tile and wood, use a neutral floor cleaner. You can get at the janitorial aisle of a box store. Mix it with water, 2 to 4 ounces with water, mist it on, where you're not getting a buildup of product or shifting the pH, you know, too much. And occasionally on your tile, when you need a little bit of kick, especially in the kitchen area, take a cap full of non-sudsing ammonia to a gallon of water once a month or so.
Wow.
Tim Fain with Exceptional Carpet Cleaning. You can go to BeckyIvins.com. Click on Becky's favorite. You'll see him right there. You can connect.
And if you got the hail, or you don't know if you got the hail, call Robbins Roofing, 728-3700.
Thanks for being with us this week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.